Valerie Van Leeuwen with the Senior Care Industry Netcast, where leaders with 3 or more years of experience share their advice. So let's get to it in a few sentences. Tell us who you are and what you do.
Excellent. Well, first off, thanks for having me. My name is Nick Bonatatibus, and I'm the owner and founder of Digital Champions. And I specialize in helping home care businesses to generate more leads using video and social media.
Awesome. So let's talk about the video part of this. I think that most of the folks that we work with, and probably most of the folks you work with, aren't really excited about getting in front of a camera and talking just like that. That's not, unless you do it all the time and you don't care anymore. you've just been doing it for a really long time. This is a hard thing to do. So tell us how you help folks feel more comfortable in front of the camera. What you do.
Yeah. So the first thing is really thinking about anything that you've ever done in your entire life. When you did it for the first time, were you really good at it? Did you just hop on a bike and start riding it two wheels, doing papa wheelies? No. And so the common misconception when it comes to video and really anything that we do is that we have this expectation that it's going to be so good. And so when we actually accept that it's not going to be perfect and that the only way for it to get good is to work at it. My favorite quote is, in order to be great, we need to first be good. In order to be first be good, we need to first be bad. And when I first started with video, I was terrible. Oh my gosh. It took me so long to film one video. I was up in front of the camera just starting and stopping. You know, I would talk for 3 seconds. I could barely get a sentence out, you know, and then I just pieced together, and with some editing magic, I was able to make somewhat of it work. But it wasn't until I started doing it on repeat where I was doing video every single week, just going live. And that's kind of how I got my start. And I just started doing it consistently. And I got more comfortable on camera. Things started to flow better. And so that's the key, is like being okay with being bad and being willing to be seen bad. And kind of like what you said too, I think a big part of is really not caring so much about what other people think. And at the end of the day, specifically in this industry, right, is like you have a positive message that you want to share. And what you're sharing has the potential to not only impact your business, but all the people that you're looking to help and serve. And through video and through education, we have the potential to help so many more people. And so if we can kind of get over our own fears and worries and judgment and focus on that one person that watches your videos that you can help that makes a difference, then it becomes worth it.
Absolutely. You're totally right. It's really, the startup is challenging. And I have some videos. Well, I'm going to rewind about me for a second. First of all, public speaking, if this is like public speaking, but it's different in that if you've ever been in front of an audience of 1,000 people or 100 people or even 10 people, it's nerve wracking to stand up there and give a talk. And I was in I went to a specific training to speak long time ago when I was a puppy about long-term care insurance. And my job was to give a presentation to government employees, federal employees, all across the country. So I traveled all over the country to bases and secret places. It was weird. And like the NSA, and you know, like military bases and all kinds of stuff. And I would give this presentation about their opportunity to buy long-term care insurance through the federal government. Well, anyway, I was terrible the first couple of times. I had to go to remedial speaker training. I had to go through one set of training and then go back. And so nobody starts out being able to just get up in front of an audience and speak like it's no big deal, or in front of a camera. It just doesn't happen that way. And I would say I'm totally out of practice as far as speaking in front of an audience now, because I haven't done it in a couple of years. So everybody goes, you know, like this. And I also want to say that if you've ever watched a reel on Instagram, a TikTok video, YouTube videos, Facebook videos, people don't care as much about their appearance anymore. They really have a message they're passionate about. It's not about looking like a million bucks on camera. It's just speaking their message or telling their story. And they really don't care what they look like. And it's kind of refreshing. You don't have to be made up like a model or supermodel in order to get your message across. You're a real human person.
Yeah. And that's exactly it, is people do business with people. And that's what you want to do when you look at, you know, and I'm sure, you know, you're creating a lot of these websites for these businesses, is like, you want this from them. It's like, I want more of you on your website, but if they don't give it to you, then you can't use it. And so it's just such a powerful tool in showcasing your own personal self, where someone goes, oh, that's the person that I'm working with. That's the owner of the company, or that's the team members. Like, that's what people want to connect with. That's what makes you different. Because if you don't have that, then you look like everyone else. And so it's a huge differentiator, especially, again, thinking about from a video perspective. If you're listening or watching right now and you're thinking, oh man, there's no way I'll do video. Well, guess what? The person that is willing to do it is going to have more success because they're willing to do it. And so if you think about all the other people that aren't willing to do it and you are willing to do it, now again, you're going to stand out. You're going to make an impact.
Absolutely. I think that About Us video, or those short, you know, I tell people this, look, even if doing an interview like this with a client, they can take a video like this. It's about them. It's about their passion for what they do, why they got into the business. And we can put it, or they can put it on their website. We do interviews with clients, with non-clients, but I say, use this somewhere. You did a great job. Use this somewhere on your website, put it on Facebook. It'll show people. Come, and I always say this, come out from behind your website, come out behind from behind your Facebook. People want to know who you are and what you have to offer. So you're exactly right about that. It's even if it's, you know, six questions in just a few minutes, or answer one frequently asked question that you get. You don't have to make an hour long video. It can be 5 minutes or less. Those are often more digestible than talking about home care for an hour. So yeah, I think people just, you know, it's rough, but if you have just give yourself a little bit of lighting in front of your face and not behind you and talk to the camera like you would be talking to someone who potentially has questions about your business.
Yeah. And that's the big thing, right? And that's a tip in itself, is when you're in a live audience, it's a lot easier because you're getting feedback. You're getting direct feedback, and you don't have a chance to be like, oh, let me try again. You know, you're not in front of a live audience and being like, hold on, let me try that line again. You know, you're forced to do that kind of live in person. And so we want to try and treat video in the same aspect of, we're talking to a human person. I have all these little tricks. Like, one of them is having somebody help you film, because then you feel obligated to not waste their time, so you actually perform better. Another aspect is that when you pre-record your videos, you can actually take the best pieces and film the video piece by piece. And so then you're not trying to do it all in one take. You don't have to film a 3-minute video all without stopping. I mean, it's funny because I hear people, they're like, oh, I filmed it like 8 times. I'm like, why did you film it so many times? You could have just taken the best parts of it. You know, you shouldn't be, if you did a good intro, you shouldn't have to keep doing the intro over again. And so there's all these little tips and tricks that you can do. And this is what I help a lot of my clients with, to make video easier, you know, to make it more simplified. When you have a plan, when you have a strategy around what you're doing, it becomes easier. So, you know, the more that we think about these things, then the easier it becomes. And then again, the more we do it, the easier it becomes.
So tell us who your ideal client is and what kind of things that you do as a consultant and as a coach for video.
Yeah, absolutely. So basically, my ideal client is home care business owners who want to be seen as leaders in the industry, who want to stand out, and they want to make a greater impact utilizing the power of video. And it's not just for marketing clients, but referral sources and caregivers. There's all these different avenues that once you start to develop these skills within social media as well in video marketing, then it can help you across so many different tools within your business and what you're doing. And so what I do is I basically have a a coaching program called Lead Machine Academy. And that's all about getting the training from my courses that I have and getting coaching and support from me so that I'm working with you. I'm having trouble with this. What are the next steps? And we just work small increments, little steps at a time. It's not this big thing. All of a sudden you jump in. It's like sprint, sprint, sprint. None of that works. We take things one step at a time, each person doing what they need to do to accomplish the goals that they want to do so that they can have a bigger online presence, be seen, and make an impact. Because I truly believe that education is one of the most impactful thing that you can do in this home care industry. And the example that I love to share comes with fall prevention. And for me, the example came when my grandfather or my grandmother needed help. And my dad called me and he said, "Hey, we got some home care for your grandmother." And the first thing I said was, "You didn't ask me. You didn't talk to me. You already got somebody." It's like, I'm in this industry. I know so many people. And the first thing I said to him was, well, the second thing I said to him, "Did we get rid of that 2-inch thick carpet in her living room?" And he said, "Oh no, we need to do that." And so one, unfortunately, the company didn't do a safety inspection, but two, I can't blame my dad for not knowing that, you know? And when we're in this industry, a lot of times we think, oh, of course, like, of course this is a tripping hazard. Duh. Like anyone would see that, but we don't. When you're not in this, you're not seeing that. And so a simple video talking about fall prevention can actually save lives, because falls is one of the top 10 leading causes of death. And just by putting out a video, regardless of whether or not they see it and sign up with services with you, you can literally save lives with this type of content. And that's the type of content that people want to share. That's the type of content that really makes an impact. And so that's really where I help my clients do is like, hey, let's grow your business. Let's generate more leads for you, but let's also create an impact at the same time.
That's awesome. And I would agree. And people will say things like, "I don't like how I sound. I don't like how I look. I don't, you know what? Everyone is we all are fighting with how we look on camera and what we sound like. Our voices are like, I don't like hearing my own voice. Other people don't see it that way. It's really much more important than how you think you sound or how you think you look. They're so happy to have an expert talking to them through a video, even if it's a short tip or piece of advice. Folks are just so happy that someone took the time to tell them about the 2-inch rug on the floor or, you know, whatever, the clutter that needs to be moved out of the walkway or, you know, those kinds of little things. You're so overwhelmed as an adult child of an aging parent that you can't even see the forest for the trees sometimes. And these little bitty reminders. And I would say this too, you might be talk about this in a way that I don't talk about this, but repurposing content.
Mm-hmm.
Talk about using a video in more than one way. I'm sure you do this.
Yeah, absolutely. And there's a lot of different avenues of this. So what a lot of my students are doing right now is basically I'm teaching either starting a video series or a podcast. And so if the choice is a podcast, which has its own so many benefits in generating referrals because you can bring on referral sources and then it becomes a whole networking event. And so a lot of the strategy that I'm teaching is one, you're creating this show. Now you're reaching out to referral sources. They're coming to you or you're going to them and you're making these connections, which is only going to increase more referrals from those potential referral sources. Then you're interviewing them about their most frequently asked questions that they're getting that someone would type into Google, right? This is a very important part of the SEO aspect. And wow. So then you have this, let's say, 30-minute video where they're asking, you know, where you have 3 to 5 questions that they're answering. Now you take this 30-minute video that somebody may watch the full 30 minutes, but what we really want to do is break it up into each individual question being asked. And then now, when you're putting it on YouTube and someone's searching for how to prevent falls in the home or what is home care, now you're coming up because somebody's answering that. And what's so cool about this is you don't have to do any other work because the referral sources and the people that you're bringing on your show are doing the content for you. You're just asking the questions and then they're sharing it on their social. So now you're getting in front of more people using that collaboration. And so it's this full scale marketing approach where you're getting the show, you're getting all of this content that you can continue to use. And then you can even take it even one step further in turning your videos into blog posts. And then turning those blog posts into quote cards. And so there's just this like ever flowing content when it comes to, oh my gosh, there's so much content to create. No, it's not. If you have a video show or a podcast, it does all the content you need. You just keep repurposing it. And it's literally the only marketing that you need because then it's used in your email marketing strategy too. You're sending it out to your newsletter list. All of these different pieces, and you don't, it becomes a full scale marketing effort, not like a social media strategy. This is a full scale digital marketing, arguably just marketing strategy that you can leverage and utilize.
You hit on so many important topics. If you look at this interview we're doing right now and the format that we use for this netcast, and I call it a netcast because we do it on video. But it is also a podcast on every podcast thing that we could get it on and pretty much everywhere. It is also transcribed. The whole thing is transcribed. So we use a system called Rev.com, which I know a lot of people know about.
Love Rev.
There's many of them out there and it's transcribed. Then we take quotes from that transcription. So I have somebody go through and pull out unique quotes from either you, things you said, or things I said, one or the other. And then we have those quote cards made up. And if it's Nick's quote, it's Nick's picture. If it's my quote, it's my picture. And we use Nick's branding on his stuff and my branding on my stuff. And so we've got, you know, usually we can come up and then you have to remember that there's also the ability to make 30-second sound bites or 10-second sound bites or whatever you want. There's all these programs and systems out there that will automatically take a podcast or a netcast or whatever you do and just divide it. Just you can pick the time where you want it to start and it'll do a 30-second little mini video or whatever. And you can post those on TikTok and Instagram and, you know, and they don't have to show your face. It can just be a picture and a clip of the audio that, you know, just to get people kind of interested in what else you might have to say. So you can probably create somewhere around 50 pieces of content if you work really hard from one 15-minute video. And you don't have to do 15-minute videos. This is, you know, but these are short interviews that we can repurpose. And these are evergreen. So you and I may be talking about this today, but your episode might come up, you know, in 5 months from now. And someone else, you know, as something we repost over and over again, and someone else might find value in it. So you can use these evergreen videos for a long time. So coming back to the referral sources, because I know this is a big issue for a lot of people. It is the main way that home care agencies get their leads is referral sources, right? So doing something like this, you don't have to be a Joe Rogan. You don't have to be a superstar. You can just do your interview your local referral sources or people you would love to get to know more that you haven't been able to get to know and do a lot of networking on LinkedIn. I send out a note on LinkedIn. I send out a note in some of the groups. I send out a note and say, hey, who wants to be on? And it could be a person who also markets to home care or it could be a home care agency owner who really just wants to talk about or assisted living or any senior care business. So you develop those relationships. And I can tell you from the first day we did this netcast, I just interviewed someone yesterday who we've already interviewed, but she has new things to say. She wrote a book. She has a new group. She's blah, blah, blah. So these relationships last for a long, long time. And if they become a great referral source, that's awesome. And if they don't, keep going. You can interview them every 3 or 4 months and find out what's new.
Yeah. And I love what you said about the consistency of the evergreen aspect of it, because when you look at like video marketing and you think, all right, I need to make a video and you make, let's say you make that why video or about video that one video alone has so much impact on being on your website, being on that first featured video on your YouTube channel, to just continue to make you get you referrals and generate business for you. And then the other aspect of this is when you start creating video consistently and you do it, and it's just like one video, either once a week, once a month, again, as long as it's consistent, before you know it, the videos start to pile up and you just have more and more and more. And now when someone's coming in looking at your business and they're going, oh, wow. And then that now they binge watch you like they're binge watching Netflix. And they're watching all of the resources that you've created, or they're jumping around in ones that are relevant for them. And so it becomes this incredible resource that doesn't end. It's not like, and that's the thing with YouTube compared to like Facebook, right? Is like Facebook, it goes through the feed and then it's gone. But YouTube, whichever video is best, is going to continue to get more and more views. I have one client, his video just keeps getting crushing it. It was how to convince a senior to wear adult diapers.
Wow.
And yeah.
Not sexy, but definitely a good question.
Right. And so because of that, it's very SEO friendly and what people are searching for. And then once it gets found and watched again and again, then Google and YouTube are more likely to keep showing it to more people. And so your best videos stay top and just keep flowing. And so, yeah, there's just so much power and impact that comes from creating a video library.
Yes, there. And if a great example of that, because I know a lot of home care agency and senior care businesses will say, we don't talk about anything fun or cool, and so nobody's going to ever want to watch these. And that's really not exactly what it's all about. If you look at Tipa Snow has been talking about Alzheimer's and dementia and doing Alzheimer's and dementia training for years, and she has a very robust YouTube channel, and now she's on TikTok. And she has millions of followers on TikTok. It's not about how you don't have to be an inspirational speaker or, it is really about that education and about helping people understand a concept they've never dealt with before.
Yeah. And I think a lot of times when it comes to getting started, people do have like imposter syndrome. And the story that I always love to bring up is from the movie, if you've ever seen Catch Me If You Can, with Tom Hanks and Leonardo DiCaprio. And what's so cool is, one, that movie is based on a true story. And the main character, who's played by Leonardo DiCaprio, at one point actually teaches a class for an entire week, pretending to be a substitute. And they asked him, and they said, how were you able to do this? It might even been longer. It might have been like a whole, month or semester. And it's like, how were you able to do this? Well, I just stayed one chapter ahead. And that's the thing when it comes to senior care too, is understanding you don't need to know everything. Your audience knows nothing. And so whatever you do know is going to be valuable for those that don't know anything. And so don't feel like you need to know more, or learn more, or be in the industry longer to be able to start educating people. You have everything you need right now to start educating people and helping people and building up your library.
Yeah, absolutely. So Nick, I'm going to put your contact information with this video. And if folks want to reach out, they can. So you have a course and that includes some coaching.
Yeah. So basically my main program that I offer is Lead Machine. It's kind of like a membership, but I kind of call it group coaching. And then it includes all of my courses. I have a social media course, a video course, a recruitment course. That you kind of just get everything that I have to offer in addition to my coaching. But the best thing to do is I have a free training on my website that you can go and watch right now and get instant access.
Awesome. Well, that's cool. Yeah. We'll send everybody to your website, and your contact information that's on your website. We'll put everything with this video, and I hope, because I know this is what we have the same mindset here, that everybody should try a little bit more video. Never hurt anybody. People love to see what you have to say. They love to know that you can solve their problem. So
absolutely. It's a powerful tool. Thank you so much, Val, for having me. I really appreciate it.